Understand Together campaign, living with dementia. As I said, 64,000 people are living with dementia in Ireland. The campaign led by the HSE, together with a coalition of partners, aims to increase awareness and understanding of dementia and inspire individuals. I'm joined now by Nurse Anne-Marie Hayes. Good morning to Anne-Marie.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
In good form, Anne-Marie, and I hope you are as well, because I know you're at the coalface of living with dementia, and therein lies, I suppose, the first talking point, living with dementia. That is something we've been trying to get across, isn't that right? That's the main point.
Living with dementia and trying to live well with dementia, and a community effort to help people to live well in their own communities. So really, I'm a public health nurse in Enniscorthy Health Centre, and I was involved with a pilot there to raise awareness in Buntlody last year. It went very well, and Brian Toomey was involved. He's going to speak to you later on that. But as a result of the pilot, we start having meetings with the first Wexford Dementia Working Group. So it's looking at just a group trying to meet to improve things for people with dementia in the community and their family and carers. So we'll be meeting every 6 weeks. We've actually only started to meet since July. And first thing they're looking at developing there, that upon diagnosis you will get a directory of services of what's available in your locality. So we're working on that currently to make it available to people.
Right. That's a very important one.
Again, the main thing for us, every area in the county has their own health centre. We're in Enniscorthy Health Centre, but the primary care centres also, Wexford and Gorey, have primary care centres. We'll soon be getting our new one in Enniscorthy. Every health centre has public health nurses aligned with your geographical areas that really, I would say, contact your public health nurse in the first place, and community RGNs work together to help deliver services as needed to people as things advance with their dementia.
What are you dealing with on a daily basis, Emery?
Well, every day, I would say, daily we have a system of elderly surveillance anyway, public health nurses, to the elderly in their area that have services. And it's like at the moment they're on hold majorly unless we have to go for clinical reasons. And our reviews are mainly done over the phone, but it's providing services and trying to advocate for people with dementia in particular to get services.
Yeah. Is there a lack of understanding of it? Because I read somewhere that sometimes surrounding dementia can lead to loneliness and it can lead to isolation.
Mm-hmm. Dementia, it can actually present similarly to depression, so it's important to look after your general health and eating well and keeping yourself nutrition well, keeping active, keeping linked in and staying connected with your locality and your area. Again, all this is harder now in COVID times, but it's up to our families. But some people are cut off and quite isolated and could be living alone with dementia. So it's having an awareness when you do meet somebody in a shop or a business, how to deal with the person and how to approach them and help them through whatever activity they're trying to do.
And there are a number of key actions, aren't there? They're like, see the person, not the dementia, talk about dementia, ask how he can help, stay in touch, mm-hmm. support the person to keep up hobbies and interests, and make sure mm-hmm. your service or space is easy to use. These are all very important points to get across in this conversation this morning.
Yes, so going forward in communities in general, there's a lot of the Wexford County Council and county councils across the country are making localities more dementia and towns and villages more dementia friendly, easy, accessible, you know, to see where and access to see where you're going. And it's easier because a lot of things, signage can be a simple thing that can help people find what they're trying to seek on that day.
Is there a stigma about getting a diagnosis in the first place, Anne-Marie? Is that something you'd like to get across here this morning with me?
Well, there's still a bit of a kind of hold back, and the family try to protect the person, not to seek, you know, a diagnosis. They describe it as just a bit of a memory problem. But really, they're better to go to the GP once there is evidence of a memory problem. Go to the GP, have a general health check. Again, we have the memory clinic in Wexford General Hospital, are actually now with Sláinte Care, the Department of Health initiative that they're rolling out. The age-related care teams are starting up in Wexford General, putting an emphasis out in the community more, and you can get referred to those through your public health nurse or your own GP, and they're going to have two teams in Wexford for north-south kind of a divide, but more, you know, how to accommodate people. The day centre in Wexford General, the day centre for the elderly, the day hospital, I should say, for Wexford, in Wexford General grounds, and also Ely Hospital campus. that it'll be easier to access and you'll be avoiding the hospital where possible. You know, it would be an easier to access. Advanced nurse practitioners are involved there. And again, referral to the proper services, whatever you need at the time, speech and language, physiotherapy, OT, they're all involved in the assessment team.
Yeah, fantastic services by all accounts, but I suppose the most important point to get across is how to identify the symptoms in the first place, and they are many, aren't they? Finding the right word is sometimes one of the indicators. What are the main indicators? So, personally, could you be aware yourself that you're suffering through this, or was someone spotted dementia in you?
Well, most likely people are aware of themselves, but they're coping. And it's not, it's like when you lose the keys of the car and, you know, you misplace keys and you say, where are the keys? But it's then as dementia progresses, you're looking at the keys and saying, what are they for? You know, so as things progress, every case is different. You have very few that would be similar. Every person is an individual. So it depends on how it's affecting them. I suppose the main thing is that when the risks increase, that you see a person living alone, they're lighting fires, they're using electrical equipment, they're possibly not able to source their own shopping or groceries. Again, in COVID, we've had an improvement with Meals on Wheels and the County Council and helping to deliver Meals on Wheels to people. But it's even just not when they're not able to manage their daily tasks or pay their bills or services could be cut off and they're becoming more isolated. And again, the lack of self-care, you may see from their clothing and their own person that they're not looking after themselves as well.
What causes it, do we know?
There are multiple causes, no particular cause. Some would describe it as it's an aging process, but it actually isn't. So it can even just come from injury, brain injury. It's associated with vascular damage like strokes or small TIAs in the brain. It can be associated with Parkinson's. There are over 400 types of dementia, so everyone is a little different. Mm-hmm. But again, there is a specific one where you have more personality change. That is much rarer. So it's important to get diagnosis and have some direction on what way your dementia is going to unfold.
Yeah, and age is no barrier here. I mean, I've heard of people quite young getting dementia. What's the youngest you've dealt with who's gotten dementia?
We would have, we know of a case in the 55, 60s. There are at least 8 cases in the county currently under 65. Again, there's very little services for those people, so that's something that's going to have to be looked at nationally. And again, the national plan, there is a good national plan with the dementia strategy on having a standard, a level across the country.
It's absolutely fabulous to talk to you, Anne-Marie, and we've been promoting this over the last week, living with dementia. I'm sure if every family looked into their history, there is somebody who's gone through this. And the most common forms are Alzheimer's and vascular dementia. Just in a few sentences, could you describe what each of those are?
They're all just a type of dementia that involves losing an ability to care for yourself. So it's like vascular is in, as I'm saying, the stroke or when they have small clots and damage to the brain. Again, how you behave then or how the dementia affects you will be depending on what part of the brain was affected, if speech was affected, if your personality area was affected, your recall, memory on tasks, even cooking, or generally you will retain memory if you're good at knitting and craft. But you can lose that if that area of the brain is affected. So it's very hard to explain in a brief.
I know, but you've given us, you've certainly in a concise way, you've done it extremely well that we can understand it. We have to round off our chat, but the services, I know you'd like to get that point again, and of course, Understand Together. For more information, you visit www.understandtogether.ie. But by way of conclusion, the services, what point would you like to make?
I'd say every area has a public health nurse and aligned community RGNs that reach out to people, all people over 65. We have a remit to care of the elderly, so contact your public health nurse. If you're struggling and you're offered help, a lot of people will resist and not take the help until they're in crisis or things are very bad. I would say take the help, ask for the help, take the help. It is there.
Our thanks to Anne-Marie. Now let's hear from Brian Toomey. A very special initiative was the Bunclody Dementia Friendly Training. The purpose of the project was to set in train a programme of awareness to assist the retail trade in Bunclody to better understand and work kindly with people with dementia. How are you going on, Brian?
Fine, thank you.
Brian, you're involved in the Bunclody Pilot Scheme. You're a member of the public. Tell me about the Bunclody Pilot Scheme. What is it?
Well, the story starts late 2018 when I read an article in Senior Times about a pharmacy in Beleek in County Fermanagh who had had dementia awareness training. At the time, I was a volunteer on the LCDC in Wexford County Council with Derville Howley, who's the head of health and well-being for the HSE in Lacken and Kilkenny. And I mentioned it to her as an idea. She thought it was a good one. I followed up with the Bunclody pharmacies, but found that they had had some in-house training. So it didn't seem that it was going to go anywhere. So then in early 2019, Derville got back in touch with me and asked me to meet with Eilish Whelan, who's the assistant director of the Enniscorthy Health Centre. I met with her and then was introduced to Anne-Marie Hayes and Brenda Fahey, two terrific district nurses that I encountered. They were great help. So we put the plan together. We hired St. Mary's Daycare in Bunclody for a day. We hired a tutor, Tim O'Sullivan, from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And we got the HSE through Derville's office to write to all the companies in Bunclody. Yeah. We held two sessions in the daycare on retail trade awareness. We then took it a little bit further and we approached the principals of the FCJ and the VEC, and we got permission from them to put a student awareness program, which was presented to the transition year students by Jackie O'Toole, a dementia trainer. And finally, we had a public night where we had three topics. One was carers awareness by Jackie O'Toole. The second was Fair Deal, presented by Barbara Murphy, the general manager of older person services with the HSE. And the powers of attorney, presented by Lisa MacDonald, who's the chair of the LCDC, the Local Community Development Committee, in Wexford County Council, and a solicitor. Right. And they all gave their presentations. And it ended up then with a final report, which I believe you have a copy of. And this initiative was selected by Wexford's Age Friendly and Older Persons Council to be showcased at the Southeast Positive Ageing Seminar, which was held in November 2019 in New Park Hotel in Kilkenny. And it was received very well. We would like to see this initiative rolled out countywide. And please God, when this COVID-19 pandemic settles down, we will.
So what for you within that report? What for you within that report is crucial now at this stage? And you know, because of the social distancing and etc., COVID-19, you're restricted on what we can do. But is part of it going in and singing a few songs and engaging with them?
No, not in that. My work is kind of separate. The project was to make businesses,
yes,
students, and the public aware of dementia, and maybe the areas that they could go to seek services or just a better understanding, especially the students. The students had a terrific response to it because they probably saw it in their day-to-day life with their parents, grandparents, because dementia and Alzheimer's, it doesn't start when you're 80 or 90. It can start very young.
Yes.
So they had a terrific response. And all their comments are in the report. With regard to my own work and singing songs and that sort of thing, for the past 10 years, I've worked in nursing homes in the Wexford Carlow area.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you meet the dementia and the Alzheimer's situation head on.
Yeah.
I really enjoy singing and playing the guitar to the residents. And we get involved in stories. They tell me some, I tell them. But it's a great privilege and a pleasure to play yeah. for the residents in all the homes with fabulous fun and enjoyment.
Yeah, and I think within your report, like the main point is it ties in very nicely with what we've been doing on this particular program over the last week or two, and that is living with dementia. It's all about that, isn't it, Brian? It's all about coming to terms with living with it, understanding it, taking away the stigma attached to it. And what you've proposed within your report and that seminar you've had there, you mentioned the various areas that you looked into. This is all going forward, something that could be rolled out in any part of the country.
Yes, and just to say that the report itself, it should be available in digital and hard copy format, either from the HSE in Lacken on the Dublin Road in Kilkenny, and their postal is R95NV08, or on the free phone from Dementia Understand Together, which is 1800 341 341.
Are you looking forward to getting back and playing for your friends within the nursing homes, etc.?
Yeah. I am, because they missed the regular sessions due to the current restrictions, but we're hoping to be positive and look forward to better times. Also, around, if you don't mind, around Easter, I wrote this song for them called Let's Keep It Together, well, for everybody, and the HSE backed it, and we got the animation to it done by a lady that we had worked with before, Hazel Hurley in Cork. Mm-hmm. And it's there on YouTube for anybody to see. It's called Let's Keep It Together.
Let's Keep It Together. And our thanks to Brian for that.